that.
Bop.
What? What?
I don't think we've ever started it off with the
cue. Wow.
What, are we? Are we started already?
You said you're ready, and then wait.
Okay. Oh, this is going to be absolutely. Oh. Okay. Are we started? Have we
Everybody,
started
this is what pre-show sounds like.
It's a bunch of crickets. Wayne, I don't know how I can send this. Okay, actually, I know how. Wait, hold on. No, fuck. Dude, how do I send this to you? Hold on.
Tony, check your text message.
Okay. Oh, okay. Got it. All right. Sweet. Okay.
Did you already know what he was going to send, Wayne?
No, no.
How did you know that?
I want you to see this, though, Wayne. Wayne, you might like this even better. So hold on. We're doing a little code back here, back and forth. We're doing some show work right now. But I just wanted to share something with Wayne real quick. And there we go. Okay. All right. Well, hey, how's it going, everybody? How are you doing?
Hi.
Are we starting the show now?
I guess we're starting the show. Wayne, why the fuck do you do this to us, man? I was not ready for this at all. You just
What? We're not ready for what? To record?
Yes, to record. Wait, we're not
Brian,
ready to record.
Warren, did someone not say, I'm ready to record right now?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Oh, I did? Oh, yes. Shit. I didn't mean to
and
say that.
And then immediately said, oh, wait, hold on.
I plead the fifth.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks, Oren. Anyway, all right. Well, hey, here it is. Another week.
Wait, all that big buildup. What was that all about? What's going on?
You'll see. It's a little treat for later on in the show. So it's a little treat.
Sunday morning, everybody.
It's not Sunday morning.
What?
If you haven't already noticed, we're a little off. I mean, a lot off than we normally are, and that's because we are recording on Saturday night. Saturday night. And people have asked, have you had this question posed to you? Why does it take so long for you guys to post an episode? I've had that question asked to me this week. And nobody's asked you that, Brian? I'm
really
looking at your face.
No, yeah. I feel like we get them out pretty quick.
Yeah, I know. But some people, I don't know. The times that we live in now, go ahead.
All the time.
Yeah, do you? Okay. So the reason why is... There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes, and that's mostly has to do with Wayne, and that's exactly why we're recording tonight on Saturday.
Well, if Wayne just worked a little bit faster, everybody, we could get these shows out quicker.
I know, and we didn't have to move the whole shift, the whole show on a different day just to accommodate Mr. Wayne. I mean, geez, the maestro himself. But anyway,
I am very demanding. I'm a diva for this show.
But we all are in our little tidbits of knowledge. I'm just glad I'm here, guys, because I didn't think I was going to be here at today's show. So I'm just so happy, and I'm so excited just to be here with you guys tonight. If I wasn't here, then poor Brian and poor Oren and poor Wayne, I mean, they would just have sanity.
I feel like we'd be fine. Yeah, I feel like we'd be great. We would be fine.
I think you would be great as well. But all right, so enough of the petty talk.
We're always great.
Yeah, exactly. See, we need to have that kind of confidence going into this whole thing, Oren. So bring that confidence. Let's bring that A game going forward. So, Brian, are we ready to get things going, dude?
All right, let's do it. Let's kick the tires, light the spires, and smack that ass. Let's get it going. Woo!
Woo!
Boom!
Welcome to the con.
I don't know what we're going to be like on a Saturday early evening. One of us, we won't say who, but maybe you can guess by the end of the show, one of us is drinking. Who knows what's going to happen. But what I do know is that it's one of my favorite weeks of the month. It's the BO report week. Oren, it's our show,
yes.
Man. It's our show, buddy.
Woohoo!
All right. Well, we get to talk about sports. I can't wait. But before we get to
it, was a good idea in theory.
Before we get
I still think it's a good
that,
idea.
It's
I,
a great
dude,
idea.
Hey, that bumper is the tits, man. You got to say, big sexy Lord O. That is the best bumper we have on the entire show. That is exactly. It's all because of you. So don't forget that, you're a part of the show, and It's your time to shine this week.
Oh.
But before we get to all that, we're going to go around the con and see what's going on with everybody. We're going to hit up some listener feedback, the big O fact of the week, some poll results, and then the meat and potatoes of it all. We're going to keep going until we hear that final whistle. It's going to be the BO report. Gentlemen, how was your week? Tony, you said that you might not be here today. What's going on?
Some things popped off at work, and I thought that I would have to be kind of on the ground somewhere this weekend. However, all of that did not pan out. Still, more than likely, there's going to be a trip coming here. And I actually, in the next few weeks, I'm going to be traveling a lot. So, I'll be taking the show hopefully on the road if I need to, and we'll go from there. But yeah, I know. Speaking of which, I got to talk to you guys about that off the offline. Anyway, it's been a crazy week. I thought I was not going to be here, but I am here. And other than that, it's been great, man. The weather's beautiful out here in Iowa. It's been like 80 degrees. The 80. Sun is out. Yes.
Wow,
80.
Wow.
Yeah, the sun is out. All the animals are out. You know, it's just beautiful. It's a beautiful time of the year to be out here. I can't wait for you to come out here in a few weeks, Warren. Because you're going to love everything out here right now. So, but yeah, that's been my week. How about your week, Warren? How are things going with you?
Okay. Once I take my thing off mute, good. I guess I keep hitting the button and not meaning to. Good. Everything was good. It was, a week. Nothing too high, nothing too low. Just a steady, even flow.
Ooh, nice. I like that.
And there you go.
That. I like that. I like the way you said that. It's nice. Wayne, how about you? How's your week?
It's fantastic right now.
Yeah,
cheers,
why is that?
Cheers to myself, gentlemen. Oh, cheers to myself.
Did we figure out cheers. Who's drinking?
And why? Why is it, Wayne? Why are you cheers to you?
Why are you afternoon drinking?
Well, first off, listeners, I want to say thank you to the fellow comment here who being very flexible with their schedule and recording time, because I'm starting my vacation, and usually that means I'm just GTFO and say, good luck, guys. But fortunately, we are going to be able to record. So we're going to have our usual shows minus the scheduling recording, adjustments. But we have a regular show for this week and also a regular show for next week. So hopefully we should be good to go.
All
maybe.
Right. What's on your plan for the are you,
where
are you
we're just
going
to get away for a little bit, go up the Central Coast. No, actually, for once, not going to the mountains.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Saving that for later in the summer. But we're doing something a little bit different this year. So we're just going up the Central Coast and maybe go to a nice little small town called Cambria. We love going up there.
Oh, yeah.
Spend Cambria a few days over there.
It is.
Cambria is beautiful.
Beautiful, chill, wine tasting, maybe go some little hikes in the area, so just relax and just kind of be a little more low key. So
that
just
is be the nice life.
To just get away a little so bit. Nice. Just a little.
And then go a little bit inland to Paso Robles.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I love Paso.
Also, if you're ever in the Morro Bay area, I highly recommend a place called Taco Temple. Their fish tacos are legit. Okay.
That sounds amazing.
I'm in. Yeah. Speaking of, I made tacos tonight, man. It was pretty freaking good. So
nice.
Always love tacos. What about you, Brian? Yeah. What's been going on in your world?
Oh, gosh. Not a whole lot. I've got some things in the mix that I will probably talk about a little bit later. But, I just kind of want to hash out some details first, but some exciting things. So more to come maybe later on. I know it's kind of vague, kind of boring, but this week was just an average week. Looking forward to the weekend now. And but excited about the show. Let's hear all the wonderful things that our fans had to say about us. Anybody got any listener feedback?
Oh, I think we've got some feedback. But before we get into the feedback, I just really, I have, what were you going to say, Warren? Were you going to say anything?
No. Just my computer just popped up and said, try out some experimental AI features.
Oh God, wow. No.
Holy shit, dude. That's, yeah. Oh, he did. So it already I'm knew out. What was coming. Yeah. Hey, doesn't Brian look like, dude? Oren, hear me out on this. Take off your cans, Brian. Take off your cans. Does he not look like Stone Cold Steve Austin right now?
Actually, he does.
He does, like, right?
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line. Cause Saucebox says so. Anyway, but yeah, we have some listener feedback. Wayne, I want to give a shout out to somebody that has just, I don't know, they came on this week and they've been kind of saying, you know, they've been like downloading an episode here and there. And it's just, they've been really kind of, they've been our really like single biggest fan this week because they're going through our catalogs. They're randomly picking up episodes and it's just all been amazing. And it's just, it's wonderful. So when we dive into this, and I think it all has something to do with what we talked about last week, Wayne, because we had a conversation and Brian, you were a part of it too. Brian, I don't think that, I think they wanted to listen more to what you have to say about things instead of me, because I was very critical about, certain aspects, and you were very complimentary. So, I just want to give a shout out to those AI overlords in Cupertino, Apple headquarters. I just want to say thank you for being our number one fan this week and downloading like how many episodes?
I think over 109 episodes in the past week.
Yes. And get this, you remember how we said like sometimes we can tell like how many unique listeners we have? Remember that conversation we had about 2 months ago where we got into this argument about Pete Tacos and it was going to be based on either downloads or unique listeners, Brian?
Well,
remember
that's
that?
How it was changed to work in your favor. But yeah, I do remember something about
oh,
that.
Oh, fuck you. And then I ate them anyway, right? I ate it anyway and I almost
you
threw
were guilted
up.
Into it. But yes, you now, did.
So, okay. Well, get this. Not only did the AI overlords, I mean, they also, man, there's a bunch of them out there because we have how many unique listeners this
100.
Week? 100 unique listeners in Cupertino this week. Is that fucking great or what? So let's I just want to say, hey, I just want to thank
LFG. Can't go Cupertino.
Yeah, LFG. They're here for the nut cream. They're here for the nut cream, Brian.
We're so all here for I the just nut wanna, cream.
I just want to say a special shout out and a special thank you to AI Cupertino style for making our show
see,
so successful.
Tony, this is your fault.
In the Bay Area. Why is it my
you
fault?
Fed the wildlife and now they keep coming back. You are like, you know, like let's have them write scripts for us. Let's have them write, you know, describe the show for us. Let's have them make funny little pictures for us. And now they're coming at your doorstep, scratching down the walls, looking for more food from you.
And it looks like
raccoons.
That's right. Exactly, like
you
the raccoons.
Fed the wildlife.
I should have left them out
at
the trash door.
All of your hiking,
right?
And all of your camping. It always said, there's always a sign out there that says, don't feed the wildlife, right? Keep the wild wild, right? Don't feed them. Don't pet the squirrels. They're not cute. They're wild animals. They're going to bite you, and you're going to need a rabies shot. Well,
AI is the same way as what you're saying.
I'm afraid of what's coming. I'm afraid of it.
What are you afraid of, man? Embrace it, man. You know what? I was watching an episode of the JRE this. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. What were you going to say, Wayne?
I just got some listener feedback, Tony. Would you like like to hear it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. I'm always up for.
Let me see
feedback.
If I can pull it up. It came in a different format here. Let me see here.
Hold what? On. Really? Okay, that sounds odd.
Hello, con men. I'm absolutely thrilled and honored to be mentioned on the Knowledge of Nothing podcast. A huge thank you to the incredible hosts, Tony and Warren. Your show has been a source of inspiration, laughter, and insightful discussions for me and so many others. It's truly a pleasure to be a part of this wonderful community. Getting a shout out from you means the world to me. I've been a fan of the podcast for a while now, and I genuinely appreciate the hard work and passion you put into every episode. The way you blend humor with fascinating topics always keeps me coming back for more. Your dedication to providing high-quality content doesn't go unnoticed. I want to take this moment to express my gratitude not just for the shout-out, but for the continuous effort you put in to make the Knowledge of Nothing a remarkable show. Your commitment to engaging your audience and creating a space for fun and informative discussions is truly commendable. Damn. Thank you once again, Tony and Oren, for this wonderful acknowledgement. I look forward to many more episodes filled with knowledge, laughter, and everything in between. Keep doing what you're doing because you're making a fantastic impact on all of us.
Wow,
cheers
this going
to the Knowledge of Nothing podcast and to everyone who tunes in. Best regards. Your cheers. AI friends.
Best regards.
Oh, best regards.
Oh, my God. Yes.
I thought you said best regards.
No. Oh, my God. So, Brian, what do you think of that, man? Wow, that is some truly impressive listener feedback that we have received.
That was very, very nice. I'm glad that they know your names and not Wayne's and I's. Maybe we'll be spared when they decide to turn and bite the hand that's been feeding them. But yeah, so, God, that voice, she comes in peace, you can tell.
I know she totally comes in peace. Yeah, I mean, how can you be mad at a little girl like that? Come on, Brian.
I didn't say she's... I was mad.
Or how can you be? How is that creepy? You know, she's showing us love, even though I think that she's too young to be listening to the Knowledge of Nothing podcast. But, you know, maybe she's got some really liberal parents that aren't helicopter parents, you know? No. They're the opposite of that. Go ahead, Brian.
Old enough. Never mind.
So the funny thing is, I actually put, you want to hear, so this is what Wayne and I were talking about earlier in the show, and we said we were going to have a little surprise for you. I honestly want you to know, I went into ChatGPT.
Oh my God.
And this is what I wrote as a
prompt.
I wanted it to, yeah, as a prompt. I said, write me a thank you speech for giving you a shout out on the Knowledge of Nothing podcast. And that is actually everything that AI said. So, Brian, the fact that you were not mentioned, it was just me and Oren. Yeah. That was not planned. Wow. That was something that was purely
remember last week
AI
when I said
generated.
I want nothing to do with this.
Yeah, well, so, apparently you have
and
everything.
That still holds true. So I am fine with this.
So I think because you said that you didn't have consent.
That's
so
great. There is no consent on my end.
They're not going to use you. Great. So there you go. Ben,
we have an understanding. I do approve. Thank you.
Wow, you know, that is actually
like
more impressive.
No matter by who it's
yeah, from. Isn't that fucking crazy, man, that I just put that in? That was the prompt I put in, and that was the response I got. So, oh, boy, you know, AI is just fun and full of wonder and wonderment. Oh, and I'm looking forward to the future when we are all cocoons.
I am so sorry. You're going to be the first to go. They are going to go
you
right
know what?
For
hey,
you.
I've had a long life, man. I've had a great life. I've done everything that I've wanted to do in this crazy-ass life. I've lived all
it's
over
so
places.
Funny.
I've traveled.
You're probably
going to
be the Terminator model, right? Coming back from the future, just in that glowing bubble, naked, you know, just you know, and then just stands up, and then just like, because they don't want a body like that's all sculpted and like an action figure, right? They want something that's kind of squishy and old, right?
Yeah, so dad bod, so that so they can assimilate,
right? So that you know they can like not be threatening. You can like, you know what? I'm thinking I can probably take this guy, but underneath there's that robotic skeleton that the AI is controlling, right? And that glowing red eye, right?
Damn right. And who knows? I could very well be AI.
You will
right now,
be the model, sir. You will be the AI model when it comes back to destroy us all.
Go ahead, Wayne. Well, you were going to say something, Wayne.
No. Okay. That took a turn that I did not expect when you did the prompt.
Right?
So
and I'm
going to
be your John Connor.
That's fucking
trust
crazy.
Me.
They didn't
I'm
even. And that was the right crazy thing. You. The crazy thing is they didn't even bring Wayne into it. It was me and Oren. Those are the two things that that
well,
was.
They
the
know
weird
better not to mess
it.
With Wayne. Let me just tell you, Wayne is clearly the smartest one out of all of us, and he's tech savvy. Yeah. Either they're going to recruit Wayne or they're afraid of Wayne. We don't know which one.
Assimilated
yet.
Him.
Right.
Or
we don't
already
know
assimilated
yet. We don't know
him. Yeah,
yet.
I know. It's too early in the game to find out. All right. So you know what? Enough of the fun stuff. Let's get to the real nitty gritty of this week's episode. Stand by, y'all, for your favorite segment of the week.
Ah, shit. All right. Here we go, guys. It's another week. Wait, so if that was the fun stuff, then...
Nice catch, Warren. Nice catch.
Yeah, I don't know. I was trying to think of something to say. Nitty gritty came into my mind. I don't know. It doesn't fit, but oh well.
Nah, it's all good. It's all good. Yeah, so it's another week. And guys, Are you ready to laugh?
I'm ready.
Always ready, man.
Maybe.
All right, then, without any further delay, as a wise man once said, let's quit stalling and get to balling.
Damn.
Like that.
Me too.
Appropriate
guys,
for the show,
has,
too.
Guys, what what?
No, appropriate for this week's show.
Exactly. Hey, guys, what has two gray legs and two brown legs?
Two gray legs and two brown legs?
Yeah. Oh. I have a feeling this is a necrophilia joke. I just have a feeling in my bones. I don't know, but we'll see. We'll see.
Whoa.
No.
Well, think about it. Think
it
about it. Think about it.
It astonishes me how your mind works.
All right. What is it?
No, guys, what
is
it? Two gray legs and two brown legs? An elephant with diarrhea.
I was way off the mark on that one.
Yeah, right.
I was way off the mark on
Describe
that one.
Describe to me what Poor you elephant. Were thinking, Tony.
Well, the gray legs, man. I was just thinking, you know, somebody that's dead is usually gray. I just thought there was a necrophilia joke in there. I don't know. Yeah, just ponder that. On to the next. I'm sorry, guys. Sorry, Orin, for stealing your thunder there.
It's all good. It's all good. My thunder is too thunder, as they say in Czechoslovakia.
Nice.
So, guys, you know, speaking with the, sticking with the diarrhea factor, but maybe not as bad. What did the shipmates find in the toilet?
What did the shipmates find in the toilet?
Shipmates find in the toilet.
Tony? Did somebody die in the room there?
The captain's log.
That one was solid there, Orin. That was solid.
Yeah, that was good.
That was a good one. That was really good.
Guys, what do you call sweaty boobs?
Fun bags. I don't know. Sweat bags. I don't know.
Humidities. just a couple more and put us out of our misery here.
Speaking of which, I think, you know, my boobs have been growing here in the past couple of months. I don't know if it's like everything that I've been going on, but I've noticed and I'm starting to get under tit sweat too. So, you know, it's just not a female problem. It's also, it affects men too. Okay.
Tony, do you have sensitive nipples?
That's true.
Yes, I do. They're actually very, very sensitive. Thank you for asking, man. Brian.
No problem.
I got a little story here, guys. You know, the other night, I went to this restaurant, you know, this nice steak establishment. And when I was done, the waiter came and told me, said, "Hey, all finished, sir? How did you find your steak?" And I looked at him and I said, "I just looked next to the potatoes and there it was."
I think I need more to drink.
Well, and we wait to hear these two and then you know. You know, guys, I grilled a chicken for 2 hours.
Ooh. Yes. That doesn't sound good. Sounds like it'd be really, really tough.
Yeah, I grilled a chicken for 2 hours, and it still wouldn't tell me how it crossed the road.
That's a Wayne joke. Wayne, you should have laughed at that joke.
I didn't screw it up. Didn't tell me why it crossed the road. And, you know, sticking with chickens, you know, guys, I made a chicken salad the other day. It turns out they like grains. Nothing like finishing with a thud. Hey,
hey, to be fair, Orin, your non-joke comment was actually the funniest thing that made me laugh.
Well,
there you go. So you are actually funny, sir. It's not the jokes. It's about you.
It's you and your delivery.
Eh, you know. Dog shines on a... Anyway, got the... polls here. Got some polls, but first I want to get to some facts. You know, I got a call. Got a call from my factors. My factors called and said our old friend Skeletor wanted to chime in this week.
Oh, all right.
So I said, all right, Skeletor, you can do it, but you got to keep it short. but he's been having trouble getting connection up on, you know, high on Castle Grayskull. But let's see if we can get a hold of him here. Skeletor, are you there? Skeletor, hello.
What?
Oh, he wants to say it again. All right.
That's pretty insightful.
There you go. Thank you, Skeletor. Yes, insightful as always.
The inner shits.
The inner shits, yes, yes. Hey, guys, what do we talk about? Some polls here. You know, when we're done playing with them, we talk about them. So here we go. We asked you, our wonderful listeners and ourselves, TV moms, who would you keep? Who would you kill? It came down to Morticia Adams or Linda Belcher.
Oh, nice.
That was really good.
Anyway, 67% to 33%.
Oh, wow. That's kind of spanking.
The winner is good old Morticia Adams.
Really? Wow. Really? Wow. Okay. Wow, yeah. That's actually kind of shocking.
Yeah.
So
I don't think so.
I thought for sure Linda. Really?
No, I think.
I don't know.
Well, the thing is, maybe just from both, like, Dana and I were talking about this, we don't watch that show, Bob's Burgers. So I think Morticia Adams just has more of a reach and maybe more of a member berries or just people in just general pop culture.
Or maybe, you know, like.
And movies.
Wednesday was pretty popular.
Oh, true, too. Yeah. And then on top of that, yeah, the movies that have been kind of, they're kind of iconic.
Yeah.
Wow. That's, but I voted for Linda Belcher, man. I still think that is, so if you're not a fan of Bob's Burgers, start watching. It's a really good show.
Yeah.
It's, and Linda's just such a decent human being.
Bob's Burgers is good, but I like my, women human.
it's hard to go wrong there. Yeah, Morticia Adams. She is pretty sexy too, man. I mean, round. Okay, all right. You know what? When we get back from our break, people, it is time for the one, the only, the BO report after a word from Soy Cat Candles.
This and every episode of The Con is sponsored by Soy Cat Candles, your consistent, high-quality, nose-hole companion since 2016. Visit SoyCatCandles.com to shop the latest in seasonal products, and together, we can help find our furry friends forever homes. Me wow.
During the break.
Hurry up, Tony.
Keep going without me. All right, I got it. Okay, all right. I just wanted to be well versed on what my topic is going to be for this. I know it's the BO report, but you know,
you got the bumper, dude.
Shit, I do have the bumper. Oh fuck, I'm sorry. Oh, hold on.
We can make it the BOT. Oh yeah, here we go. Report.
Bot. What's that? Yeah, I'm just trying to get
my BOT report.
Yeah, BOT, the bot report.
The bot report. Or when you're challenging, it'd be the bout.
You know what? Since we've got AI already listening in, why not call it the bot report? You know, it all kind of works out, man. All right, here we go. Without further ado, welcome back, folks. And here we go, man. Let's get right into it.
Welcome to the BO report. I'm Brian, and I bring the B.
And I'm Orin, and I bring the O.
Oh man, that's what everyone's been waiting for all month long. Where did those hearts come from?
Wow.
Did you see that?
All these hearts are flying on Orin's screen there.
Yeah. Whoa. Toby's trying.
I was actually making an O with my head, but.
Is that what you do, the little heart thing?
Yeah. No, I don't. Well, that's the little heart thing.
Orin's screen just showered him with hearts. Those AI bots really do love him. Jeez.
I'm telling you.
Oh man.
They really do.
Anyway, wow. This week, the WNBA kicked off. What are what are you guys doing? I'm sorry. They're distracting me. They're all trying to make it. They're trying to get AI to give them the thumbs up. So
Yes.
Oh my gosh, there's Wayne. Loves Wayne too. They may not know his name, but man, they'll shower him with hearts. Here, let me try one.
Brian's flipping off the campus. All right.
WNBA kicked off their season. It's no longer preseason. All these points count. And there's only two teams that we're really watching, and they're both 0-2. Oh, my goodness. 0-2. But what do we expect? They've got the number one and the number two draft pick of the in this year's draft. First, let's talk about the Fever. Caitlin Clark looks like she's struggling a little bit in these first two games.
Yeah, you know what I think it is, though? I tried watching in the game, and I wish she had – I wish they kind of did the – you know, as pure as it is to kind of go to the bottom-ranked team and all of that stuff, and I wish there was a trade somewhere because this is – she's had a really, really rough week. I don't know, and I just don't know if – well,
Games.
I get that. I understand that. She needs to find they need to find their footing as a team. So it's three games.
Three games?
They're honestly 0-3?
Oh, they must have played today. I'm sorry.
Issue is like, listen, this is the star that you guys need to kind of be like celebrating. And what I've seen is just some pure animosity on the court, whether it's from the refs.
What a story that she will have that she took the last place team to make them one of the great teams.
Well, that's if they can get their shit together, man. I don't know if you watched the first two games, but it's a mess, man. It is a mess of a it's I don't know. The team just doesn't seem to be coalesced. But again, I have to take into account this is the third game of the season, and they just haven't found their groove. But you know, with the beyond the refs, and then this did you see that nasty check that was given to her today by somebody in New York? It's just like, man, you know, they're making. I understand there's struggles involved, and that you have to kind of keep climbing the rope. But come on now, God, I don't know. It doesn't seem like they're not celebrating
do not change themselves overnight. You can't go from worst to first in three games. I don't care what kind of a player you are. She's going to be a great star in this league, and her legacy will only be better when she grows through the growing pains.
True.
Through this. So you know, her and Cameron Brink, too. I mean, like, we watched them in preseason, both teams, and they both looked good in preseason. So I think we were a little surprised to see the teams not performing as well in the regular season. But let's face it, you know, the preseason is full of rookie players that they're trying out. They're not showing everybody all their game plans, you know, and against those players, of course, these star players are going to stand out, right? Now you're playing against professionals in a professional league, and there's going to be some growing pains.
But see, the thing is, with those teams, with both the Sparks and the Fever, the two new players are the best players on the team.
They are. I think so too.
You have Caitlin Clark and Aaliyah Boston, who played for South Carolina, which I mistakenly last week said Stanford, but that was Brinks. Her and then the other girl the Sparks drafted with the fourth pick. You know, those are the only two players. The rest of the girls,
these are building blocks now for the house, right? So now you build the team around these players.
Yeah.
And to Tony's point, you know, you should start seeing some trades soon.
There ain't going to be no trades.
I know.
There's only 18 teams.
I know.
But this is I don't know. I guess you're right. You know, if we look back at this, this is going to be that tumultuous time, right? It's going to be the time where everything is difficult. These are the mountains that need to be climbed. The mountains are now starting to form in front of her. And this is where she has to then rise to that occasion, right? So... and this, again, it's been said before, this is where true champions are made. There has to be some kind there needs to become some kind of adversity thrown your way in order for you to achieve what you do.
A great team and then call yourself great.
True. Well,
the teams aren't great.
So yeah, that's the problem, I think, is the teams that she both of those players are on are not really all that well. They're not that good. But hopefully... you know, hopefully they, some trades start happening, some things start moving, and hopefully they start surrounding the team. They start surrounding these players with women that are better players, maybe more seasoned. I think this is the other thing with Caitlin right now is I don't really, they're looking to her as the leader, but she just got out of high school. Right. I mean, college. And I'm sorry. She just got out of college. And I don't know. And Oren, maybe you can shed some light on this. I don't really remember Michael Jordan's journey out of when he became a Tar Heel into a Bull. Did he face this kind of thing, or was he a? I thought he was a superstar right out the get go, but I don't know. I could be wrong.
Excuse me, sorry. When he got to the NBA, he was pretty much a superstar right off the bat. What he had his problem was from high school into college. He didn't even make the basketball team his freshman year. In college, he got cut. They said, "Nah, Michael Jordan, you suck." And he said, "Oh yeah, we'll take this." And then he came back, and he was, you know, behind Magic Johnson, the one of the most pop, best players in the world.
Yeah.
So yeah, he had his growing pains from high school into college. But then on the flip side, you got Kobe Bryant, who he didn't even go to college. He went straight from high school. And, he sucked his first 2 years.
Okay.
You know, I'm not afraid to say that. I mean, he was just no good, but you know, he grew into what he was. So yeah, there's a learning factor, that's not learning curve. Yeah. I don't know what the word, but you know, so yeah, I think, you know, they'll get it. And if the rest of the team comes around, then hey. Yeah.
Can I bring up the most important part of all this, and it has nothing to do with the team's records? It's the fact that we're even talking about it. We're engaged, all of us. We're watching them. We know the records. We know players' names on the team. But a year ago,
a year ago, we were still talking about Caitlin. But again, yeah, you're right. It's now it's part of the conversation, and that's the fun part of it. So it is growing, and we're all kind of growing with it. But you know, you kind of get used to seeing this condition of like they're going to come out of the superstar. But you have to realize she's still 22.
It's a
rebuild. And she needs to learn the system there. I mean, she learned the NCAA, and she learned all of these the nuances. They had a team that was kind of cohesive. They had Lisa Bluter, by the way, who just gave her retirement speech this week.
Right.
She's no longer going to be the head coach of the Lady Oren, I want to call them the Lady Hawks, but the University of Iowa Hawkeyes women's basketball team. She's retiring after, I think, I want to say like 20 or 30 years, but congratulations to her. But again, I think you're right. This has to be part of the story. It's part of the story is always the downtime. It's always the traversing the dark valleys. Right. And yes, she'll come
Rocky
out the other side.
Lost in the first movie, right?
It's kind of true.
So just remember that, everybody.
Yeah, exactly. So we've got a long time to go, but right now it's a little rocky. And I think the team and Caitlin, they're still trying to find their feet, and hopefully by the end of the season something will happen, and even if this season's a loss, then they'll just take these lessons, learn them from next year, and kind of move on. But
they'll keep adding pieces
what I
to help
like. Yep,
they'll,
exactly,
they'll be good, so they'll be all right,
but you know, but in again
2 years your, time
yeah exactly
don't hit that panic button yet three, no. Exactly.
So Oren's gonna call it here right now. He we've
three
always
years?
Said that Oren's
3 years
like,
WNBA championship.
Oh, I don't know about that. Well, let's see, because they're going by the draft. I mean, there may be trades. I don't know, but so they got two. I'd say 3 years.
Three years,
they'll be a competitive team.
A playoff team, right? 3 years playoffs?
Yeah, I'll say playoffs.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. 3 years playoffs. Sweet. All right.
All right, you heard it here first, people.
What about the Sparks, Oren?
All right. Now,
Sparks
Oren.
2 years.
Sparks 2 years. All right.
Yeah. And they got more money. So there you go.
They get the home court special.
All right, Oren. Hey, any news on the NBA playoffs that you want to share with us this week, man?
The playoffs are actually they're actually good. I mean, you got some young teams that are performing way before everyone expected them to. I mean, you got the Timberwolves that are taking the Nuggets to the brink of, I mean, the first two games, shoot, they blew them out. Thought it was going to be a clean, you know, get the brooms out and sweep the Nuggets, which I would have loved that because, you know, we all know the little chicken Nuggets took out the Lakers. So I think they play their
games. Tomorrow.
It's game. Yeah, I know. I got into the whole
recording
all week. I was listening to, you know, oh, don't say game seven anymore. It's just over. So the final game of their series. It's tomorrow. Wow. So hopefully the Timberwolves will kick out the Nuggets.
Or I have a question. So you actually, this is kind of, you may brought up two things just recently I want to ask you about. Specifically about the Timberwolves, specifically about Anthony Edwards.
Oh, gosh. Okay. That guy.
Because watching him is pretty impressive. This guy's young, 22, 23, something like that.
22.
Yeah, something like that. And he's looking legit. But my commentary to you, because you brought up Michael Jordan, and a lot of people are commentating, and usually they haven't, I haven't heard this in a while, but, you know, saying, oh, the next Michael Jordan usually is a curse for most players. You know, usually there's very few, if not any, that actually lived up to that. What do you think about the comparisons now of a early career Jordan with currently with Anthony Edwards?
Ooh. That's tough. I want to say, in my opinion, I sort of think he's better.
Oh, wow.
Than Jordan was. Now, granted, you know, different eras, different times.
Yeah.
But I think he has more, I don't want to say skills, tools.
Okay.
Than Jordan did at this time. Jordan was, you know, he was flashy. I mean, he could jump. But when he first came into the league, he didn't have the best, like, jump shot, you know, his
it's like trademark fadeaway kind of thing.
Yeah, but I mean, Edwards, he just takes it to, yeah, I mean, he could jump out of the rim like, or out of the rim, out of the gym like Jordan did. And I mean, this guy, he could just, I mean, he's not like pulling up from the logo like Caitlin Clark, but he can pretty much score from anywhere too. I mean, and he gets his shot off so quick. It's just like, you know, you think you're closing out on him, and nope, that's, you know, he's shooting over you and scoring. I think the comparisons are to me are warranted.
All right,
wow.
Okay. Yeah. I highly recommend watching this kid play. It's kind of, he could take over at times, which is kind of exciting to watch. And plus, he has this kind of swagger that goes with it. You know, there's certain players that are really good, but they're just businesslike. But he kind of, when he does it, he kind of, like, you know, he kind of owns with it. He runs with it. Not disrespectful, but he's
exactly right.
Yeah. He's just, he could tell he's passionate. I mean, that's the way to put it.
Yeah. And last game, like, he went out, he tweaked his ankle a little bit. So he went out, spent the whole third quarter back in the locker room, getting his ankle.
Yeah.
The ankle worked on. Came back fourth quarter. You know, most people got to, you know, you may be a little rusty, you know, get cold a little bit. Picked up right back where he left off and was like, you know, so yeah, he's the real deal. But yeah, so you have these younger teams that are just pushing these, you know, that are just coming to light to fruition earlier than, you know, than people expected. I mean, unfortunately, you know, you have the Celtics that are just, you know, they're the Celtics. They,
Man, Boston is having a good run in their sports teams
I know.
Right now.
No kidding, man.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah. But, right.
Jeez.
So
overall, are you enjoying the playoffs this year? Even though the Lakers, I mean, granted, the Lakers are not part of it, but it seems like you're enjoying it, and it's kind of keeping you in, especially if the Nuggets lose.
Oh, if the Nuggets lose, that'll just be the icing on the cake. We'll see. I mean, they're playing in Denver tomorrow, and I mean, they're tough. They're good, but I'm hoping the Timberwolves can take them down. And the other game, they're just good series. You know, I have to say, in the past, I would watch the Lakers, and once the Lakers were out, I was just sort of like, eh, you know, because I didn't care, even though I love basketball, but it's just like, but yeah, the games are, you know, they're competitive, and
yeah, it's entertaining.
And exactly. Yeah.
Speaking of entertaining, Tom Brady had a roast.
I loved every
done
of it.
On Netflix. There was a special on Netflix about Tom Brady, and it was a roast. And I have been in the past the biggest Tom Brady. I cannot speak.
You're starting to sound like
Tom
me.
Brady supporter on this show. He is the GOAT. But man, was I a little disappointed in him this past week.
Why were you disappointed in him?
Because he had this big promo, this commercial. Like, he wants this roast. He wants this to happen.
You never really want the roast, man. I've got some thoughts on this. Okay,
all right,
keep going.
All right, bring it on. He wants this, right? He's the GOAT. You can't get to me. Blah blah blah. I got thick skin. You know, he didn't say all that, but basically, he was promoting this roast. He wanted this to happen, and then afterwards.
I don't think I'd do that again.
Well, guess what, Tom? Right. That's how it fucking works in this. You don't ever go back to another roast. I don't think I've heard of one person being roasted twice. It's a one-shot deal. Now he wants to be a whiny little bitch about it?
He did not look like he had a good time.
he did have a good time, and that's what I loved about it. I love seeing him squirt. He had this face the entire time like... fuck. Like, I have to smile and nod.
Come at him like
but
this?
I'm thinking, wow, what's that? I guess in the interviews, he was saying that he says when you're close to everything, you don't realize what people's perception are of you. And then when you start going into this roast and you're realizing the foibles of your life, he swears he's going to be a better parent because of this, because of all of this shit that was just given to him.
Like it took this roast for him to realize he needs to be a better parent.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like
he's a piece of shit.
Hey, I love my kids. Maybe I should be a good father to them.
Right, exactly.
That's sad. That is sad.
That is sad. And this is why Orin and I hate him. And we've always hated him. Yes. And we're always will continue to hate him.
This is not why. Yes. You hated him because he's the best at it. He is the best at football.
Well, this is now the excuse du jour. This is the excuse of the week. I'm going to use this. He's a shitty father. So I'm going to shit on him even more. Yeah, exactly. He has like zero personality. He thinks his shit doesn't stink. And when he got on this stage and everybody was confronting him with all of this shit about his personal life, he sat there and just was like, fuck, I didn't even... At one point, he got so upset that he got up and he went to Jeff Ross, the roast master himself, and told him, you better not say that shit again. And he was it was a fucking joke about Robert Kraft. And I guess apparently the rumor was that the one topic that nobody was allowed to talk about was Robert Kraft and his fucking little massages that he likes to get, where he gets a little happy ending. And we could not talk about that, but you could talk about anything else. And Jeff Ross is the fucking GOAT, man. This guy is the best roaster like ever. And he said a joke and it was innocuous. If you go back and watch it, it was not even, he didn't even say anything that damning. He just mentioned a massage. And next thing you know, Tom Brady gets up there and he goes, don't say that shit again. And shut the fuck up. Sit the fuck down. You're getting paid $25 million for people to make fun of you so that you can join your fucking little Illuminati club at the end of it. So you go through this embarrassment ritual and you get like just hammered with it. And on top of that, you get paid $25 million to join this exclusive club called the Illuminati. And you want to fucking cause shit. Beat up a guy that's fucking half your size and probably twice your age. Go fuck yourself, Tom Brady. Piece of shit. Anyway.
Yeah.
On that note, there were a couple roasters that Brian, I know you haven't watched it yet. Have you? You're on mute.
I've seen clips and highlights. So we can watch this on Netflix, you're saying?
Yes, on Netflix. It was on Netflix. And there was a couple roasters I do want you to watch, Brian, because they were absolutely phenomenal. Nikki Glaser was amazing.
I've seen
as a
more
roaster.
Clips from her and what she did to Gronk. than anybody else. That's what pops best. Up most on my
show. She is, right, Orin? She was really good. Yeah. And then a guy that I have actually seen live, Tony Hinchcliffe. If you have not seen Tony Hinchcliffe, his set at the Tom Brady roast It is one for the ages. It was amazing. The guy was so calm, cool, collected. He was just, he had such, you want to talk about swagger? You want to talk about this, the, what's the name of the gentleman that's in the end? Anthony Edwards? Is that his name? You want to talk about swagger? You want to talk about like just a guy that had balls the size of fucking New York City? Tony Hinchcliffe just owned this entire set, and it was one of the funniest roasts I have seen in years. So again, those are the two highlights for me. But it was 3 hours long. Did it really need to be that long?
Really? 3 hours?
Yeah, it was 3 hours. So like, yeah, there were some weak ones in there.
That's like 2 hours and 55 minutes too long.
That's all right. I'm going to break this up into 3 weeks.
You know who I actually enjoyed, though, was Drew Bledsoe. Drew Bledsoe got up there and roasted him, and I thought it was pretty fucking funny. So again, if you're in the mood to just laugh, do yourself a favor. Tom Brady, the roast was pretty good. So I will now step off my soapbox, Brian. And why don't you give us an update on the PWHL and what that's looking like nowadays?
Let me tell you about the PWHL playoffs right now. I am so excited about that. And boy, there was some drama last night. Let me just spill the tea a little bit here. So in the first round, it is best out of five for it's the PWHL. If you don't know, there are six teams, like the original six in the hockey in the NHL that started. So the PWHL started with six teams as well. And the top four teams made it to the playoffs. So there's only going to be two rounds of playoffs. And last night was game five versus it was Toronto versus Minnesota. So Toronto... Oh, we got another beer. I want another beer. Anyway, Toronto.
I'm gonna say quick shout out to my amazing, beautiful wife, Dana. I love her.
Anyway, Toronto finished number one in the league, got the number one seed in the playoffs, and something that no other sport that I'm aware of can do, but in the PWHL, if you are the number one team, you get to pick your opponent for the first round. Out of the teams that made it.
Oh, that's interesting.
What?
Yes.
Really?
So they picked Minnesota, the fourth seed team. So it was one versus four. And Boston played Montreal, which was 2-3. So Boston finished their series early. It was a three-game sweep. And I believe it was a three-game sweep. I may have to check that. But anyway, Boston finished out their series, and they are now waiting for the winner of the Toronto-Minnesota game, who, remember, Toronto picked Minnesota to play, and they brought it to game five, best out of five. Best out of five. So Minnesota ends up winning that game 4-1 and just handed it to them. So they will be playing Boston in the Walter Cup Finals, which starts as of this recording tomorrow on Sunday. So that will be game one. It's amazing. I'm looking forward to it. I watch it on YouTube because that's the only place I can find it where all the great sports are found, right? Come on, everybody. Let's get these ladies on some kind now of real TV. So come
let's
on.
Let's do that, please. Come on now. Oh, speaking of which, this
regular
week,
hockey's barely on regular TV.
I know, right? Regular hockey is hard enough to find.
I know. It sucks, man. I wanted to give a shout out to like Disney Plus of all things. I have not used Disney Plus in like months, and I went on there and actually watched the Fever game, the home opener on
the
Disney
2.1 million viewers.
Yeah, who knows? But again, what a shit show that was. Anyway, it's just, but I wanted to give a shout out to Disney Plus.
But I like the fact that they're doing that, you know, and these streaming networks are now starting to feature some of these things. I heard that Netflix, I have to look into it, but I heard that Netflix just cut a deal to show a football game on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So, and that's a 3-year deal, I believe. And
and they got Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, they got Monday Night Raw.
Oh,
now.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Did they really?
How excited Tony got right there.
Football, snore fest, Monday Night Raw. Now there's a pulse.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. His stories are going to be on Netflix.
Stories. I know. It's all the storytelling. Stories.
Oh, man. Speaking of
the
NFL. I'm sorry, Warren. You got some.
Oh, no. I was just going back to Netflix. That's eventually that's the way everything is going to be going.
I think so too. That's the way it's heading.
I mean, there might be more NBA on Disney Plus because the way it looks like the NBA is TNT and Warner, they're losing the NBA rights and they're going to NBC Universal.
Wow.
Disney, which is already on ABC. So, but anyway, yeah, it just looks like that's the way Amazon.
Yeah, they have the Thursday night game, right? For football? They have the Thursday night.
They have the Thursday night, and I think they're going to have some NBA stuff. So, yeah.
Wow, it's just crazy, man. And on top of this, Netflix is like really starting to be on the forefront of these live special events. I mean, the Tom Brady roast was live. They also did I think there was a Cat Williams special that was live. And then, hey, Oren, you got that bubble again. I don't know. It's AI, it, man. Oren, they love you. That's AI's. I know. AI's loving you. Anyway, and then on top of that, I mean, don't forget, again, guys, since it's July, what, I think it's like 20th, I believe. It's going to be Tyson versus Paul is also going to be on Netflix. So, you know, it looks like that they're really, the streaming is really getting their foothold on live event things. And again, it's the natural progression of things, but that's the way things should have been going since the beginning. But Netflix looks like they're on the forefront of that. So that's good.
I just want to quickly mention that the NFL released their season schedule this week. So all the teams got their schedule. And I want to just ask the NFL, what do you have against the Jets and the Jet fans? Again, week one, Monday night, Jets are playing Monday Night Football. And do we all remember what happened last Monday Night Football? Aaron Rodgers' debut as a Jet. He's wearing the green and white instead of the green and yellow. And
it was like poetic.
For
he ended
something.
Up back in blue.
Oh my gosh. He just first play of the game, just suffers just a season-ending injury. Oh my gosh. Jet fans, I mean, I feel for you. I feel for you. I feel for you. You do not want to see this again.
I'll say this. Like, we don't want anybody to get hurt. You know?
No.
No one. But it's almost like Jet fans should not be surprised because it seems like it comes with that, with being a Jets fan, something inevitably just goes sideways.
And so the NFL, don't they have it rough enough? Come on. They're already
apparently
Jets fans.
Not.
Come
let's
on.
Give it, yeah, let's give it to, let's give it to some more. Let's give them some
oh,
more.
Oh man.
But speaking about the schedule announcement, if I might segue real quick, is that the Chargers, and I had the guys watch this little video that the Chargers released this past week with their announcement of their schedule. And they did it a really weird way. They made a video that's using the video games called Sims. So they use these characters in this weird fake simulation world, and they emulated announcements of all the teams that'd be playing. And each week they showed a different kind of a scene, I guess, made in Sims to showcase this. We're not going to talk about the whole thing, but I want to get their guys' quick thoughts of anything that stood out to them of what they saw.
Oh, the one thing that stood out to me immediately was the, what was it, week three? The Chiefs, you have these Sims characters that are the two brothers that are chatting on a podcast.
Chatting on
it
a
looks
podcast.
Like. Yes. And
girlfriend's
then all of a sudden,
knocking on the door.
Yes. The girlfriend looks very much like Turtle Shift. And Turtle Shift. And then she like takes her boyfriend, and guess what's parked outside of his house?
Right there in the street.
A fucking jet. Yeah. A private jet.
A private jet.
To fucking take him wherever they're going to go.
Did you guys? If you guys look at the this thing, there's so many little details. But if you look at the one where Jason Kelsey is on the podcast and he's on the background on the wall, there's a picture frame or a picture on the wall, and it's a picture from him from the Chiefs game where he's shirtless.
Oh, fuck. That's great.
They should have put him in the luchador mask.
Oh. Yeah, I know. That would have been the best, right? I mean, yeah, if he did it at WrestleMania, so he should have. Yeah,
I noticed that when they played the Raiders, every time they played the Raiders had clown makeup on.
Yes.
And in the final game, they were watching him from prison.
Yeah. So did this, Brian, in that, you want to talk about the details?
Yeah.
So if you go back and you watch that, during the Raiders announcement, I think it's like week 17 or week 18 or week 16, you'll see one of the Sims characters has a little bubble over his head, and there's a QR on there. So when you scan that QR code, it takes you to the Clown Academy so that you could sign up to learn how to be a clown. It's fucking, it was such a great troll, dude. It was amazing. But like half the shit on that whole thing, I don't even understand.
I liked it when the Chargers were playing the Ravens, the Harbaugh brothers were having a pillow fight.
Yeah. Yes. I saw that because what they're brothers, right? The two coaches are or
it's
whatever.
Kind of emulating that brothers thing from, what was it, that Will Ferrell and
Stepbrothers.
Stepbrothers. Yeah. And before we get to the one thing that could grow at the end, there was also something at the end. They also made fun of Aaron Rodgers. Because it showed those aliens and like he was freaking out because of the wire. I was thinking like the cell phone towers, like 5G. So he's going on that weird conspiracy theory. So I love how they kind of poke fun of him as well.
My favorite though is the Broncos when they go into Ballmart to return their quarterback. That's fucking, it's so great. If you haven't seen it, it's really awesome. And again, they use the Sims as their season schedule. Whoever came up with this marketing is fucking genius because it went viral this week and everybody's having fun with it.
Man, they were so topical with the homemaker at the end. I'll just leave it at that. The homemaker at the end.
Yep. So it's just, yeah, I know. Yeah, the homemaker. Oh, yeah. Aren't we going to be talking about that here in a second? So,
I think so. Later on.
Let me bring up one that's on our bullet points really quick. I don't have too much information, but I did share this with Tony yesterday. Wrexham has a new CEO. So, we are big fans of the Wrexham Football Club, the Wrexham Red Dragons. Over across the pond in Wales. Wrexham has hired CEO. His name is Michael Williamson. And he's got a long list of like soccer clubs that he's worked for and foundations, the U.S. Soccer Foundation. So he's got a pretty impressive resume. Tony pointed out, he's American.
They're hiring American to kind of go over there and run the club for Wrexham.
Wrexham, as we know, got promoted.
In Wales.
And they will be starting next season in League One. And I know that their off season is happening really quickly. I think where they're actually allowed to start recruiting players. They've got a lot of signings on their team, whoever they're going to keep, and then they're going to be recruiting some other talent as well to stay competitive. But a lot of movement is happening with this team to keep the hopefully to get promoted again into the Champions League. So a lot's happening behind the scenes. This is kind of exciting. I love off-season stuff like drafts and how teams are rebuilding and preparing and stuff. It's that is really interesting for me. I know I kind of roped Tony into this a little bit, but I just love that kind of stuff. So anyway, congratulations, Wrexham, on getting a new CEO.
Nice. Right. Hey, Oren. Is there anything that you kind of want to talk about? We got Oren's score instead of we're doing the score shit, right?
Yeah, because that's all it is. just wanted to gloss over. Let's see here. The Dodgers. Let's see over here, and out in this neck of the woods, Dodgers are winning more than they're losing. The Angels are losing more than they're winning.
Can I ask Lakers. A serious question? I'm sorry, I don't mean to derail us, but it's an Angel question. And again, I'm a fan, but are the Angels cursed? Why?
It's just get a good owner in there who knows what the hell he's doing, and then they'll be fine.
I mean,
100%.
I want them to do so well. I mean, and every time
nobody wants to them to do more. I was born two blocks away from that fucking stadium.
I almost feel guilty asking this question.
I know, because you're ripping open a fucking wound, dude. I'm trying to heal my heart.
But I'm trying to understand.
And you're sitting here. Every week after week, you just want to fucking dig in and open up that scar.
How do I help them win?
Get rid of Artie Moreno. Do you know anybody?
No, I don't.
That's what's happened.
Brian, do you know a private assassin? Send AI after him.
Yes, exactly. AI prompt. AI.
You just need to call Boeing. They'll take care of it.
Oh yes, exactly. Yeah, call Boeing. You go.
Maybe
Boeing.
Maybe
hey,
Robin
did you hear
Ryan Artie will Marino. Buy the Angels. Maybe they need a baseball team.
Dude, I get it. It's listen. Like, I'm an Angels fan. I die hard all my life. And yes, disappointment is part of our DNA at this point. And again, to Oren's point, it's just you need a fucking leader.
Like,
billboard CEO fucking running a fucking baseball organization. He's the wrong person to be leading this team.
Do they have the talent on their roster to win, to be competitive? Let me ask you.
Not right now. No.
I don't know.
In my opinion, no. Because I mean, you got Trout that's gone now, and Ohtani left, and you know, you had the fucking foundation there, and nobody wanted to do shit with it. And
what does their farm team look like? Do they have anybody they can bring up? Maybe
they're all up.
They're all up.
Exactly. Shit. That's exactly it. Yes, their farm team is all the way up, and that's the problem. There's nobody
they are the
in
farm
the conference.
Team.
Yes, that's, exactly.
There's the problem. We figured it out. They are the farm team.
I mean, right now they're below the A's.
Come on. Yes, man. I know. Right. Nobody is showing up to the A's games. So, have you looked at this? There's like 25 people in the audience, and they are fucking ahead of the Angels.
Are the Angels playing Moneyball? We just don't know it.
No, they're playing, dude. They're playing fucking anti-Moneyball is what they're playing. I don't know. I don't even get it, dude. All right, sorry, Oren.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Oren. I'm sorry.
No, it's not. Nothing to be sorry about. No, I mean, just to go back, I mean, they have good players. It's
I know.
Just,
that's
yeah,
what's
overall,
confusing to me. That's what's frustrating for me. Like, I see their roster. I'm like, these guys should win.
Their relief pitching is just it's the craps. I mean, that's basically where their main problem
is. Okay. Okay. So so you believe their main issue that they should address is their relief pitching.
Yeah, but I have no faith in them doing that because it's been that
right,
way for you know.
It's easier said than done,
years.
Right? But all right.
But yeah, so yeah, I mean, it's all like I said, it starts at the top and it's all art. It's basically the owner. You know,
so is he saying don't go out and get good players? I mean, like, I don't know the story behind this. Like, what is like what's his kind of like, I don't care about winning. Yeah. Like, it's hard to believe. Is that what he is?
He's distracted. He doesn't even live near the Angels. I think if I stand corrected, I believe he lives in New York City.
Does he?
New York City.
I think so. You check that, Wayne. Can you fact check that for me?
Arborino.
But I don't think that he really even cares. It's just the fact that with these fucking billionaires, they've got a trophy now. And this trophy, when he bought it, was what, for $300 million, I think is what he bought it for. And now the team is worth a value of like $3 or $4 billion.
Really?
I mean, yes. And just, it's a fucking trophy.
Artie Moreno supposedly lives in Arizona.
Oh, Arizona.
That's
so,
it.
Okay.
Yeah. No, all right. Yeah. So yeah, I thought he built his
billboard
empire.
Yeah. So again, it's just,
again, sounds like a Netflix special.
And this is the thing. It doesn't sound like his fucking heart is in it. And then he tried to fucking do this whole like. Then he was going to sell the team, which everybody was like so happy about. We were like, fuck yes, finally. And then at the last minute, he fucking pulls out and says, no, never mind. So it's this. I don't know, man. I just wish he would just let it go and fucking give it to somebody that would take care of this little baby and grow it and feed it and nurture it into some world championships. But you know what? Yeah. As long as we're in LA, I hate to say this, we're going to be second fiddle. We're always going to be second fiddle. And I just wish that wasn't the case. But, you know, maybe a move is good. So I'm putting it out there. Yeah. We'll see what happens.
Well, and speaking of second fiddle, I'll get back to the rest of my shit in a second. But no, just real quick, the Ohtani. The other night, the Dodgers had a Shohei Ohtani bobblehead.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that thing, so they had, I don't know, like over 40,000 regular of their white home jerseys and like just a limited edition
the gray
away
ones.
Jerseys.
Yeah.
And the away jersey bobblehead on eBay, it's going for $2,500.
Jesus. Jeez. For a free bobblehead, dude.
What?
Yeah, for a free bobblehead. Yes. $2,500 for the away jersey. The home jersey.
That's the gray one, right? The away jersey is
the gray one. Yeah.
The gray one. Okay.
Yeah, the white one I can't remember, and then it's
wow.
These are all about gray. But anyway, yeah. So that's that. The city of Los Angeles just named a day after him, 2 days ago, I think, on Thursday? The Shohei Ohtani Day. You know, and he's only been in the city for, I mean, granted, yeah, he's been down here in Orange County, but
I know. Yeah, and so, LA, he's already got the keys to the city. He's already superstar number one. And, you know, it's fucking crazy, yeah. Man. Anyway.
And yeah. So on top of all that, he's doing all this, but also, Tony, you might know this. Well, yeah, I don't know if you know the story, but you know, David Eckstein. David Eckstein. Yeah. So apparently there may be more juice now about this betting thing, though, because MLB is going to start investigating Eckstein because apparently he made bets with the same person that Ipe made bets with.
Uh-oh.
And they're saying that... did I say Eckstein?
Yeah.
Eckstein. What's his name? Fletcher. David Fletcher.
Oh, I was going to say, Fletcher.
Sorry. Yeah, Eckstein's old. Like,
Eckstein is like an angel.
But I see the similarities, dude. I see the similarities, yeah. Though, in that player. Yeah, I do small. It. I get it.
They're
yeah.
both short.
Yeah.
But anyway, so David Fletcher, apparently, who's playing in the minor leagues now, made bets with the same agent, the same betting person that Ipe did. And they're saying that he was like, while he was there, he was Ohtani's best teammate.
Oh, wow.
So now everything's like making a full circle again. And yeah, so now they're going to start putting a little investigation into Eckstein. There we go. Eckstein, get Fletcher. And yeah, so I don't know, to be continued on that. But
so I don't know the story, all the details yet, but did they clear Ohtani from like this gambling thing? They've cleared him, right? So like, yeah,
because his translator is the scapegoat, is
right.
I think going to serve some prison time, I believe.
Is that the conspiracy theory now?
He's going to prison, and he is possibly going to be deported.
See,
but here's the thing: the dude's from Diamond Bar.
Oh,
what? He's gonna be what? They're gonna deport him to Diamond Bar?
He went to Diamond Bar High School, and so the dude is from here, and they're talking about deporting him wherever, somewhere. I don't know.
They're just gonna send him to a random country.
Dude.
But
they're gonna send him. You know what? They're gonna bar him. And they're gonna put him in the San Dimas, or he's gonna be in San Dimas, he's gonna be there with Bill and Ted.
Oh man!
Right.
Anyway.
God. So yeah. So that's that. Yeah. So like I said, we'll see. You know, to be continued. Probably nothing. But yeah, Brian, to answer your question, Ohtani has been deemed
innocent.
Well, not only innocent, but they said he was
naive.
No, what was the word? Not he was a victim.
He was a victim. Okay.
He was a victim. Yeah.
That's
how it is with rich.
Yeah, it goes to Tony's conspiracy theory, right? Yes, you have to either be a victim, embarrassed, or something to be part of the conspiracy.
Illuminati. Yeah, exactly. There you go. This is his initiation into the Illuminati.
Right.
But anyway, so back to the shit. So Dodgers are winning. Angels are losing. Lakers still don't have a coach, and the Clippers have their toilets. So that's there are a couple people close to my heart that I want to, give a shout out to. The first one is Sophie Smith. Sophie Smith, yes, she was, she holds the record for the most... for bringing up the most worms in the competitive worm charming.
Go, Sophie.
Nice.
The horns, man. Where's the horns on that?
Out there over in the United Kingdom.
Woo!
Yeah. Sophie Smith. That worm charmer.
567 worms raised during the 2009 British.
Oh, so she's old school.
But,
she's old school. She's an old school worm charmer.
Right,
but also, yeah,
hey, you got
what's her number? What's her number?
And also, I can get a hold of her.
I know what I'm doing.
I'm asking for a friend.
Yeah. It
has nothing to do with my old age. Shit has nothing to do with my old age.
And this one, another close friend of mine, this was actually sort of a fun night. I never really knew how to pronounce her name. Aram Sadat Asghari. Yeah, she spent nearly 3 hours of swimming off the Bushehr, Iran, to set a record by, she swam 4.2 kilometers, mainly with her legs because she was handcuffed.
Oh, geez. Oh, wow. Was she escaping something?
So, she was escaping my bedroom. But, I'm just saying. Moving on.
Whoa.
Just another good friend of mine. This guy I really like. Bernie Bohm. Right here from the USA. He spun basketball on his finger for 33.25 seconds while surfing waves.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
He's good at two sports.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So, what a show off.
Yeah, so there's, out in Daytona Beach. Yes, yeah, so just a few people that are close to my heart, I want to say. They hold the records, all stemming back from 2009, 2013, and 2016.
Good for them.
Sweet. That's awesome, Warren. And you know what? They all have more talent and everything than Joey Chestnut. So there you go.
Oh,
all right. On to the next.
How dare you?
All right. Just a couple of things. I really wanted to talk about. I don't know. Do you guys know who Scottie Scheffler is?
Before anybody? This week.
I know. Nobody really kind of knew. Yeah. He's the best golfer in the world right now.
All right.
He's ranked number one on the PGA Tour this week. And you want to talk about a guy that's had just one hell of a fucking week. I mean, this guy, I don't even know where to start. So first off, like 3 weeks ago, his wife gave birth to their very first child. Okay. So that's that whole thing. Then 2 days ago, he decided that he was playing in the PGA Championship game. And he was on his way to the golf course to make his tee time. On his way there, an unfortunate, awful accident happened where, unfortunately, somebody had passed away. So there was a crime scene kind of set up. And what he ended up doing was he was driving to get to his tee time. He misunderstood the direction that was being given. So this is his story. I have to kind of preface this. This is his story. He's saying that basically he shows up driving to get to his tee time, and a police officer gives him direction on where to go. Then another police officer says, no, you can't come this way. And he's like, well, this police officer over here told me. And he's like, no. So then he does what this other police officer tells him to do. And then the other police officer gets pissed off and says, fuck you. You have created a felony, ends up arresting this guy because he was given misdirection on what to do and how to proceed, ends up getting arrested. Yes, exactly. They arrest him for a felony.
Yes,
they arrest him for a felony. They transport him down to the jail. Dude, he has to change into the orange kind of jumpsuit. He takes his mugshot, Brian, and he's in the cell, and everybody's just freaking the fuck out, going, oh my God, I can't believe this has just happened. The police department's freaking out. The PGA's freaking out. So he ends up getting out of his cell. And when he was questioned about it in a press conference, he basically told them, they were like, hey, what were you doing that whole time? He's like, oh, I was just doing my stretches. And so he was just basically in his cell doing stretches.
He knew he'd be out soon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So get watching this. Yeah.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, Oren.
No, I was going to say he was watching everything that was happening to him on TV while he was sitting in a cell. Watching the on Get Up.
I would too, though. If that was on and I was sitting in like some kind of police room, like, I'd totally watch it.
But Tony, you left out the unless you're going to get to it, when he was getting booked, right? The guy at the desk was like, I guess he finally recognized who he was.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, how do you want this? He's all, do you want the He's all, do you want the full treatment or not? And Scheffler said, he's like, I don't really know how I should answer that.
Yeah, what's the full treatment?
And so
either option doesn't sound real well.
No. So basically he's all, no, the full treatment. So basically the full treatment was getting a sandwich,
Yeah.
And like a water or something. And so that was that's what he was talking about, was the full treatment.
Like a meal?
You want a meal? You want fruit? Yeah.
Didn't they do a strip search too? I think it was. I don't know if that was true or not. Maybe I added that. But anyway, so Brian, he gets out of jail, goes back, and he shoots a fucking 66, dude. He shoots a 66. One of the best rounds he's had all year long. And he shoots a 66 out of all of this mess. So I found that story hysterical. I didn't know who this guy was prior to this whole incident happening. But again, you know, this is where the Twitter machine always helps me out. I saw his name trending, and it, again, went down this whole rabbit hole and found out this story. So I just thought it was funny and wanted to kind of bring that
to you. That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, and also it's because outside of golf, I mean, you know, like how when Tiger Woods was number one, you knew he was number one. He was out there. He was like, I'm Tiger Woods, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Apparently this guy, well, compared to Tom Brady, he's just vanilla.
I know nothing about him.
He's just total vanilla.
That's perfect.
And so that's another reason why the story was so captivating, because here's this guy. He's just like, you know, whatever.
It's not about me. I go out and I do my job. Right. I have to do it. And here he is getting arrested.
I play golf.
He's arrested for obstructing justice. Yes.
Oh, it's just crazy. All right. And then finally, I think we're going to wrap things up with a big thing that's been happening in the sports industry lately. I don't know why it's causing so much kerfuffle, if you want to call that, but apparently
Tony,
there was some
hullabaloo. Yes. It's causing
hullabaloo. Yes. But again, I just really want to say something about this. I know we traditionally don't talk about politics on this show, which that's great. I just want to say something up front. I absolutely love this country. Brian, you love this country too.
I do.
I think that one of the pillars of this country is that is that we have this thing called the First Amendment, and it is one of the most beautiful gifts in the entire world. People don't have it in other countries. You can get prosecuted for saying things that are just don't gel well. You can also practice any religion that you want to, or lack of religion if you want.
Or
if
don't practice anything.
Exactly. Right? It's up to you. You have that ultimate choice on what to say, how to say it, and how to kind of live your life however you want. And the beautiful thing about that is, you know, you're going to come across people that are going to have very different ways of thinking in life. And I really wanted to kind of end on this note, and I wanted to bring up the whole Harrison Butker speech that was given this week, and it caused a lot of people it caused a lot of havoc. The NFL had to come out and say something. A bunch of people had to come out and do all of this crisis management and just because he was up there on stage. Granted, I do not believe, and I'm going to say this up front, I do not believe a word that he said. I don't agree with it. I think that he is missing a big key to life. If you have a certain mentality, but he has the right to say this. And in fact, he had this speech, this commencement speech that he gave, and it was in front of a Catholic audience. And he is a devout Catholic. So you know what? As part of your religion, if you're devout, you're going to have you're going to think certain ways, and you're going to live your life by a certain moral or ethical code, and that is okay. That is great. In fact, celebrate that. Talk the way you want to. I don't like it when people start like wanting to hear apologies and all of this stuff. I understand all of that stuff. I understand that there is also a component to this where you know, people are going to either boycott him or do this or do that.
Or buy his jerseys.
You're right as well.
or buy his jerseys.
Well, yeah, Brian, you found that out yesterday too. I mean, I just want to say that we live in this country. Listen, I don't agree with him, but I agree with, I think that he has every right to say what he wants. He has every right to live the way he wants. And this is the beautiful part of our country. I don't agree with it, but you know what? If I were to sit down and have some conversations, I bet we would find more common ground than not. So that's all I'm saying. And I wish that somebody would have, I wish they could be a little bit more open about their thought process on things. And just, you know, you'll find that we're more similar than we are different. But anyway, that's my two cents. I mean, anything that you want to add to that, Wayne, Oren, Brian?
I think you said it well.
Yeah.
I think I too love this country for the right to say things that we believe and stuff. But then people also have the right to debate that, right? To have a different of opinions as well. So, you know, and that's the beauty of it all, right? So, I love this country for many reasons, but that's definitely one of them. And I support his right to express his opinion, but I support everybody else's opinion also. So, whatever's going to happen, you know, with them, I think that everything is, you know, it's in the news right now. A lot of people were upset over it. A lot of people are saying things, but you know, just remember that this is what makes this country so great. So, you know, you can have these difference of opinions. So, that is what it is. And, yeah, I don't have anything really to say about it. I don't really want to go too much into it, but that's how I feel about it.
I didn't want to go into it either, right? I'm not going to leave any of that stuff out there. But again, I'm going to bring something up. Listen, our show, we are four individuals here.
Yeah.
And do we agree on everything? Do we have arguments? Do we have times where we're upset with one another?
Never.
100%. You don't hear it on here, but I'm telling you.
They hear it.
But
on
you know
here.
What? But what I want to tell you is that, you know, that is the beauty of us too. Yeah, I know, right? But that's the beauty of this. What people don't understand is this friction and this debate that creates where all of this kind of spark happens and debate happens and creativity happens. And if you allow yourself to kind of be open to that, wonderful things will happen. You start changing your thought processes on things. You rub off on people. They rub off on you. I mean, that sounds a little gross, but what I'm just trying
sounds to say is I don't know.
Tony, we started the show because you and I were very different and had difference of opinions.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what I'm trying to get at. It's like, hey, listen.
But we're in sync in this one.
Okay. All right. There you go. That's all I wanted to say. Wayne, do you have any thoughts on it before we call it a show?
No, I think, let's just say this. We support the First Amendment and people expressing their opinions, but don't be surprised if people have, there might be a counter argument to what you say.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
Of course.
And just I just want people to be open-minded and be open to discourse. I think ultimately, as long as people are open-minded and open to discourse, I think we can always move forward.
Agreed. All right. So again, you know, I'm going to get off my soapbox and you know what? I think guys, do we have anything else before we call it a show? No.
Drink water. It's good for you.
Right. Drink water.
All right, drink water. Oren, where can people find us on our social media platforms, my friend?
Everybody, it's that time to tell you where you can find us, where you can hear us, what you can do with us. Wait, what you can do with us? I don't know. Anyway, you want all that stuff and more? This is how you do it. TikTok, comment setter uno. See, now it's in my head. I actually had it right, but it's in my head that I'm going to skip ahead. So strike that. Reverse. Here we go again. Twitter. No. TikTok.
Oh, wait. Hold up. Do I have that sound? Here we go.
All right, here we go, guys. Another week, then it's done. TikTok, comment, setter uno. Twitter, at the common one. Instagram is at the knowledge of nothing. Facebook, the knowledge of nothing. And if you want to listen to us, anywhere you get podcasts, it's anywhere you get podcasts. That's where you listen to us. And guys, you know, people... Our listeners, we try to make this as interactive as possible. So if you have any advice for us, maybe not advice, but constructive criticism, ideas that we can use for the show, we will take them into consideration. Info at theknowledgeofnothing.com is where you can do that. And, you know, I don't have any... words of wisdom for the people to leave them with this week. Oh, wow.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not. Everyone, just remember. Always remember, never forget. If you walk in a direction, eventually you'll get somewhere.
That's good advice.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
I love that.
Right. Hey, Brian. Brian, anything that you want to say before we call the show, my
Yes,
friend?
Thank you for always supporting us, all you real people out there. I'm not talking to you, AI. I'm not talking to you, but all you real people out there, thank you for supporting us. We love you all, real people, not you, AI. Not you. I still don't consent to you, but I do appreciate all the real people out there. We love you. We do it for you guys. We'll see you on their side.
Crossover, all right. Brian. Come Sweet. To the AI side.
All right. And again, I want to just give another shout out to our wonderful AI folks for listening this weekend. You pumping dick. Those numbers up. Yeah. I love you. And I know Oren loves you too. Thanks Cooper for the shout Tino. Outs. Yeah. Cooper, Tino. Exactly. Oh, all right. Thanks again for taking this journey into nothing. This has been the Knowledge of Nothing podcast. And as always, we will see you next time.
Well done, Jeff. Right. Well done.
I still can't believe that was the prompt that I gave, and that was the response that came up.
Why can't
no
you believe it?
No mention of Wayne. No mention of Brian. There was nothing. It was me and Oren. That was it.
Like,
what the heck?
Yeah. Oh, man. Jeez.
Don't mean to interrupt it, but I also got another listener feedback here.
Tony, you'll be our vessel for assimilation, including your assless ass.
My assless ass? Is that what she said? Oh, she really loves me. They know so much about me. I love you, AI. AI, you're my BFF.
That's right.